Message number 678. It is the missions of the true prophets which cause outrage. Sunday, January 20th, 2013 at 10:10 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my greatest wish to see unbelievers read my holy word. Even were it only for just a few minutes, they would be tempted to come back to my script again and again. Because Satan deceives the world into believing he does not exist, or that his demons, the fallen angels, roam the world freely seeking refuge in the hearts and bodies of people, he is unknown to unbelievers. It is only when man accepts the existence of evil in the world will he truly open his mind to accept the existence of God. When evil spirits wander, they seek out places where they can easily enter a soul. Once within the soul, they are very difficult to get rid of. They cling to those poor souls who have no faith or trust in God. They attack my followers in similar ways, and only their prayers can offer them protection. When a prophet has been sent into the world, Satan and his demons will go to extraordinary lengths to fight the gift of prophecy. You, my daughter, are surrounded by the attacks of Satan. This takes many forms. People who respond to my messages will be tormented also. Doubts will firstly be planted within their hearts by the spirit of evil, who will then create anxiety within the soul. This will lead them to question and challenge my messages until their doubts turn into hatred. Many souls you associate with, unbeknown to them, will be tempted constantly to betray you. Some strangers will come up and say to you that they also are prophets. Some of those souls who came to you since the start of this mission in the pretense that they were also prophets of mine with special gifts from me and lied to you are your worst enemies. They are infested by evil spirits, and many sadly do not realize this. Those sacred servants of mine to whom you confided and who betrayed you were also stopped from doing their duty to me because of the spirit of jealousy. There are very few who can be trusted to work with my prophets, which is why the genuine ones have to work alone with just a handful of people they can trust. You, my followers, must never feel hurt or insulted when I will not permit my prophet to meet you or participate in public events. As the end-time prophet, I cannot permit diversions. I need all of Maria's time and devotion. It will be I, Jesus Christ, who will guide you in your prayers and through my prayer groups. Never underestimate the spirit of evil, which creates doubts and arguments amongst you, along with the temptation to walk away. Recognize the reasons for this. It is because Satan's biggest war is being waged in this time. It is the missions of the true prophets which cause outrage. It is I, Jesus, who leads the battle against the evil one, and it I who will win it. Your beloved Jesus.